Hare Krishna. Today's Srimad Bhagavatam class by Srila Prabhupada was from Canto 1, Chapter 8, Verse 21, given October 1st, 1974 in Mayapur.
Translation: Let me therefore offer my respectful obeisances unto the Lord, who has become the son of Vasudev, the pleasure of Devaki, the son of Nanda, and the other cowherd men of Vrindavana, and the enlivener of the cows and the senses.
So, in the last verse, it has been explained by Kunti that Krishna is meant for the Paramahansa Muni, very, very exalted person. They can understand Krishna. Bhakti Yoga Vidhanartham, because such learned persons, such exalted persons, they can only understand what is Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti Yoga is the topmost yoga. There are different kinds of yogas. Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Dhyana Yoga, Hatha Yoga, many others. Yoga means contact or having connection. So Bhakti Yoga means directly connection with Krishna or God. That is Bhakti Yoga. Other yogas, they are not directly connected. Karma yoga, yoga means connection with Krishna or God. But when there is the word karma yoga, it is adulterated. It is not pure yoga. Karma yoga means yat karosi, yat juhosi, yat asnasi, tapasya-sijat, kuru-sutat-madatmanam. That is karma yoga. Whatever are you doing? In the beginning, one cannot take to pure bhakti yoga. Therefore, karma yoga is recommended. Never mind. Whatever are you doing, in that position, you can become a devotee. Karma yoga, that is. People are interested in different types of work. So, therefore Krishna says, Jat Karoti, never mind, whatever you are doing. So how it becomes Karma Yoga? Not Kurushatad Madarpanam. You give it to me. Suppose you are doing business and you are earning lots of money. So Krishna says, all right, go on. You are attached to business. So go on doing that. But the money earned out of your business, you give it to me. This is karma. Not that you earn money and spend for your sense gratification. That is not karma. The rascals, they are saying this is karma. For sense gratification, they are using, and that is karma. No, that is not karma. Here is karma. It doesn't matter whatever you are doing, but the ultimate result, you give it to me. In another place, Krishna says, karmani adhikaraste ma phaleshu kadajam. You can go on with your business, but don't expect the fruit of the business. Ma phaleshu. The indirectly says, the fruit should be given to me. Ma phaleshu kadachana. Don't expect the fruit. Suppose you grow a nice mango tree and there will be fruit, nice fruit. So, according to Bhagavad Gita, it is said, ma phaleshu kadachana. You don't take the fruits. Oh, such a nice mango tree I have nourished in so many years, now the fruit is there. And Krishna says, ma phaleshu kadachana. Don't take the fruit. Then who will take the fruit? It will rot, it will fall down on the ground and it will rot. No. The idea is you don't take but you give it to me. This is karma. It is not that it should be wasted. That is karma. So those who are kurmis, very much attached to material activities, for them, this karma yoga is recommended. Somewhere or other, be connected with Krishna. It is not somewhere, it is very great achievement that you work hard, earn money, and give it to Krishna. There is a great sacrifice. So, by karma yoga also, you can satisfy, because the main business is to satisfy Krishna. Atapungvi dhija sreshta varnasrama vibhaga. Varnasram, there are four varnas and four ashramas. Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas. So, these are the scientific division of civilized society. Unless there are these divisions, it is a chaotic condition. It is not very satisfactory. That is happening. Nowadays, there is no scientific division of the human society. Therefore, there are so many chaotic conditions. So, actual human civilization begins when we accept these eight departmental management of the society. That is human society. Otherwise, animal society. So according to Vedic civilization, every department, division, has got a particular duty. The Brahmana, their duty is how to practice, to control the mind, to control the senses, samadhamma, titikha, to be tolerant, to be very simple, simple living, not very gorgeous living, whatever is absolutely necessary, the Brahman will accept, not more than that. That is simplicity, simple living, high thinking. So this is Brahman. Samadama Titikha, Arjava, and then Jnanam. Jnanam means to understand what is what. People are all in ignorance, rascals. The Brahmana should not be rascal. Therefore, Brahmana is given the title Pandit. Still, in India, they say Brahman Pandit. Brahman must be a Pandit, a learned. A Brahman rascal is not Brahman. You are what you are, I am Brahman. What you do, I pull thela. So that is not Brahman. Brahman means Pandit. He must be a learned. Pathan, pathan, jajan, jajan, dana pratigraha. These are Brahmana's occupational duties. He must be a learned scholar himself, and you try to make others also learned scholar. Pathan path. Not that I know. If you know something better, you mean very valuable, you must distribute it. Otherwise, in Sanskrit language they are called Jnanakhala, miser in knowledge. One who has got knowledge, just like in the modern world, if one is scientifically advanced, he gives the knowledge to others. He goes from university to university and speaks about the new invention. So similarly, Brahmana means that he must have full knowledge and he must distribute the knowledge, not that keep it for himself, reserve. Nobody should know it. No. But on path. So jnanam vijnanam. Similarly, everyone has got particular type of business. Kshatriya has got, Vaishya has got. So, jat karosi, whatever you are doing, you must do it for Krishna's satisfaction. Krishna's satisfaction, if you have got some knowledge, you distribute the knowledge for Krishna's satisfaction. How you can do that? Whatever knowledge you have got, you try to describe Krishna. Kavi bhi nirupita jad uttama shloka gunanubarnanam. This is the first class distribution of knowledge. Whatever you know, you try to explain Krishna by that knowledge. Just like our Dr. Sanat Damodar, he is a scientist, and now he is trying to explain Krishna through his scientific knowledge. Similarly, if you are a medical man, you can explain also Krishna through medical science. If you are an engineer, you can explain also Krishna through engineering. Krishna can be explained. Man, but the person who is explaining, he must be intelligent. Because Krishna is everything. So, simply we must have the intelligence how to explain engineering and come to the conclusion of Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was doing that. He was teaching grammar. So, when there was question of dhatu, he was explaining Krishna. So, the students, some of the students, they did not like that explanation, so therefore Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had to wind up his school, because they did not like. So Krishna can be, Krishna is everything. Simply, one must have sufficient knowledge how to see Krishna through everything. That is Mahabhava. Sarvatra sphurayata ishtadev. Whatever he sees, he is Krishna. Because actually Krishna is everything. So that bhakti yoga is so nice that is the perfect yoga. And Krishna confirms it. Yoginam api sarvesam madgata antaratmana sadhyaman bhajate jumam sami yuktatam. The first class yogi is he who is always thinking of Krishna. The same way, if you are a medical man, if you think of Krishna, how to prove that Krishna is the best physician or Krishna is the best surgeon through medical science? If one thinks like that, and if he tries to do it, he is first class yogi, even though he is a medical man. Similarly, everyone can become the first class yogi if he takes to Krishna consciousness. Now the question is that some of the rascals, they take Krishna as a black man who is talking. Black man, one government officer, I think some rascal, his name is Mr. Anand. He has described Krishna that he was a black aborigine and he became very powerful somewhere or other, and people worship him as God. It was published in a government magazine. So there are so many rascals. Sometimes Krishna, those who are demons, to defy Krishna, that this Krishna is a crow, or this Krishna is a black man, or Krishna is Shudra. Krishna means so many things. Krishna, Shudras, they are also Krishna, called. The Brahmanas are called Shukla. And so in this way, the rascal demons, they want to describe Krishna in their own way so that Krishna devotees may be unhappy, and that is a pleasure. Therefore, to tease these rascals, Krishna, Draupadi, Kunti is pointing out, Krishnaya Vasudevaya. You rascal, you don't take Krishna otherwise. I am speaking of Krishna, the son of Vasudeva. Just like to identification. In the court, if you give your name, then you must give the father's name, your village, your district, like that. That is identification. So therefore, Kunti Devi is pointing out, it is no other Krishna. The Krishna whose father's name is Vasudeva, whose mother's name is Devaki, whose father's name is Nanda Maharaj, whose mother's name is Yashodama. That's all. Vallabhacharya, he wrote some essays and books, the meaning of Krishna. The meaning of Krishna, and he went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he wanted some eulogization that he has so many meanings of Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I know Krishna's name only two or three, that's all. He said, I know Krishna is the son of Yashodamai, Yashoda Stanandhan. Krishna means the boy who sucked the breast of mother Yashoda. I know that. See, here also, Nanda, Nanda Nandanaya, he says, Nanda Gopa Kumaraya. Kumara, Kumara means who is not married. So, Krishna remained in Vrindavan up to 16 years. Therefore, he remained always Kumara, Nanda Kumara, Nanda Nanda. Here it is explicitly said, Nanda Gopa, and who has Nanda? That is also explained. Nanda means that leader of the cowherd's men. Or he was king, Nanda Maharaj. King does not mean always one has to become a king of very, very big kingdom. No. Anyone who possesses, still in India, anyone who possesses some land, he is called king. Raja, he is called Raja. The Jamindar, one who possesses some land, in especially in the upcountry. So Nanda Maharaj, because he possessed some land, he was well-to-do, rich man, he possessed cows and grain. Formerly, a man, still now also, actually that is riches. Gavaya dhanavan. One who has got many cows, he is to be considered as rich man. Dhanena dhanavan. One who has got a large quantity of food grain, he is dhanavan. Nowadays, one who has got a bunch of paper, he is considered, and the paper is nothing. As soon as the government is failure, then the $1,000 note and $100 notes, it will have no value. So actual value to keep cows, to have food grains or gold, jewelries, these are the signs of richness. But Kali Yuga is so cruel that if you have got gold, if you have got jewels, then government will take away. Dasya dharma. Formerly, there were ordinary plunderers, thieves. Now, according to Srimad Bhagavatam, the government will be composed of organized thieves. That is me. Dasya dharma bhi, raja bhi. Government officer means organized thieves in every country. That will be the situation. So you cannot keep now. You have to be satisfied with these papers. That's all. So Nanda Maharaj was rich because he possessed 9 lakhs of cows. And Krishna had to take care of. Although Krishna was Nanda Maharaj's son, king's son, still he had to go, when he was young, 5-6 years old, he had to take care, not only Krishna, but all his friends. That was the system. The small boys, they would take care of the cubs. And after 6 years, they would take care of the cows. So in this way, 15-16 years, they would pass. Then they may go to school, but the ordinary Vaishyas, Nanda Maharaj happened to be Vaishya, not Kshatriya. His father, Krishna's father was Vasudeva, he was Kshatriya. His uncle Kansa, he was Kshatriya. He belonged to the Kshatriya family because born as the son of Vasudeva. But because he was transferred in his just after his birth to Nanda Maharaj, so in the boyhood, in childhood, he remained a Vaishya. Actually, Krishna is neither Vaishya nor Shudra, nor Kshatri nor Brahma. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prakite para. That has been described by Kunti. Prakite namaste. What is the beginning? Namaste purusham. What is that? Birth? Adyam. Ta means you. So, Ishara Prakite Para. He is beyond the jurisdiction of this material world. Prakite Para. So, he is neither a Brahman. This Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahma, they are this material designation. They are not actually fact. So, as Krishna is not belonging to this material world, he belongs to the spiritual, prakite para, parastasmatu bhava anya, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Para, para means another, or the superior. Parastasmatu bhava anya. In the Bhagavad Gita, you are seeing this material world up to the sky. Your vision is up to the sky. Although you do not know what are these planets, how they are existing, you have no knowledge. But at least you can get experience that this universe is covered by this round sky. And within this universe there are so many planets. So Krishna does not belong to these planets or this material sky. He belongs to the Parabrahm. Again, Parabrahm means a sky. And Param means the superior or spiritual. Therefore, Krishna belongs to everything, because everything is Krishna, but he has got a special abode. That is Vaikuntha, Goloka Vrindavan. That is situated in the spiritual sky, not in this material sky. In the material sky, that Goloka Vrindavan is there, replica. Just Vrindavan, where we go. When Krishna comes, just like government, the governor or the king, when he is on tour, in every city, he has got a special house. What is that house called? Similarly, when Krishna comes in this universe, he comes there, in Vrindavan, in Mathura, in the Dwarka. But there is no difference between that Vrindavan, Goloka Vrindavan, and this Vrindavan. So these things have to be understood. Krishna is para. Parastasmatu bhava anna. In the Bhagavad Gita, we get this information. There is another nature, exactly like this. But these so-called scientists, they are so ignorant, they cannot estimate that there is another nature, there are spiritual planets. they do not know even how many planets are there, how they are situated, how they are inhabited. They think simply this planet is full of living entities. In other planets there is no living. But that is not the fact. Every planet. Every planet is full with living entities, even in the sun planet, moon planet. So this is subject matter we have discussed many times. So, Kunti has already pointed out that Krishna is Ishvara and is beyond the jurisdiction of this material world. That Krishna, when he comes here, yada jadai dharmasya glani bhavati, he comes, tadatmanam sijama, he comes. Then how he comes? He comes as the son of Vasudeva, Krishnaya Vasudeva, Vasudeva. His name, because he comes as the son of Vasudeva, therefore he is called Vasudeva. Vasudeva sarvamiti, sa mahatma sudullo. If one knows that this Vasudeva is everything, then he is the most exalted mahatma. So these things have to be understood. That is Krishna consciousness. And if we remain fool, no, everything is there. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, in Bhagavad Gita, everything is there about Krishna. Anyone can understand if he is little intelligent. And as soon as you understand Krishna, then you are liberated person. Janma karma me dibbam ju janati tattva takta dehaṁ punarjanma naiti. So why should you not understand Krishna? Everything is given there. Why you should at least the intelligent class, the Americans and Europeans, they're very intelligent materially. They have proved their intelligence. Why not spiritual? If they're materially intelligent, brain is there, you could not utilize it either for material purpose or now so far you have done for material purposes. You have done enough. So many machineries and so many things, but there is no happiness. You take to apply your brain and intelligence to understand Krishna, then your life is successful. That I have said many times, that you American boys or American people, you are fortunate. So many ways. How? Because you have got the result of pious activities. What is the result of pious activities? Janma Aishadya Sutta Sri. You are born in very rich nationality. In America, you are born of rich fathers, nobody is poor, poverty is unknown there, I have studied. If by voluntarily one becomes poverty stricken, there is, but actually there is no poverty, so far I have studied. That is result of pious activity. To take birth in poor family, low family, is a result of sinful activities. So, because you are born in this nationality, rich family, that is good sign. Janma, aishwarya, and opulence. You don't care for money. Money is nothing for you. We take money so carefully, but you spend money without any. So these are the results. Janma, aishwarya, sutta, education, and sri, beauty. These are. So now, you utilize this because one is fortunate if he gets all this opportunity. So you take this opportunity and utilize it for understanding Krishna. Then your life is successful. And I am hoping also that if you take to Krishna consciousness, and it was the duty of the Indians, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, that Bharat Bhumite Manushya Janma Haila Ja, Janma Sarthakari Parapoka. Of course, I am Indian, so I have tried my best to give you this Krishna consciousness. It was the duty of the Indians to preach this cult. But if they are not doing, So you can take up, and for the benefit of the human society, you simply preach about Krishna. Krishnaya, we are speaking of this Krishna, not that Krishna. The aborigine Krishna or the black Krishna. No, Krishna means black. No, Krishna means many things. Krishna means also attract. Does not mean Kali Krishna, does not mean that he is black. Your Krishna is black, yes. My Krishna is black. But at the same time, all attractive. So many beautiful gopis all became attracted. So many queens all became attracted. So this blackness of Krishna is not this ordinary. That's what in the Brahma Sanghita it is said. That kandatva koti kamaniya visesa sovam. Krishna blackness is not ordinary blackness. Mushitam mudasundarangam. Although his back is like the black cloud, but sundar, very, very beautiful. How much beautiful? Kandatva koti kamaniya visesa sovam. He's so beautiful that if you bring millions and millions of cupids, Cupid is supposed to be very big, still he'll surpass. So Krishna, Shyama Sundaram, Shyama means black, and is still very, very beautiful. That is the understanding of Krishna. So therefore, to understand Krishna perfectly, Kunti is pointing out, that Krishna, who is the son of Vasudeva, that beautiful Krishna, that Shamsundar Krishna, Krishnaya Vasudeva. Then Vasudeva may be there, may be Vasudeva, then mother's name, Devaki Nandanaya. That Krishna is born of Devaki and Vasudeva, not other. Then there cannot be any mistake. If both the father's and mother's name, and again, he's pointing out, Nanda Gopa Kumaraya, that Krishna who was carried to Vrindavan and he remained as foster son of Maharaj Nanda. And then he says, Govindaya, Govindaya, that he was a cowherd boy, played as a cow, Govinda. Go means cows, and go means Indriya. Senses. So he was pleasure to the cows. The cows were very much pleased with Krishna. As soon as Krishna called them, they will immediately come. And this Govinda word is explained in the Brahma Sanghita in so many ways. Govinda. Therefore this reference is given there. Govinda. What is that? Sisti sthiti pralaya sadhana sattirika chayeva bhumanani vibharti durga ichhanurupamapi jasata cheshtatesa Govinda madhipurisa. Govinda is not ordinary thing. That Govinda. Which Govinda? This material energy, Durga, which working so wonderfully. Srishti sthiti pralaya sadhana shakti. She has, this material energy has got so much power that it can create, it can destroy, it can maintain, so much power. But don't think that this material energy is working independently. And then how she is working? Chayeva jasya bhivanani divati durga. Just she is working just like shadow. Then what is the reality? Govindam Adipurusam Tamaham Bhajam. So you are worshipping that person who is the original director of this material, because we are captivated by the three gunas of material energy. We think this material energy, material world is everything. Because we are foolish. நாவிஜானது மாமே பரமம் திருவி குணமோயை பாவு. They have been captivated by the three materials. They cannot understand that behind this there is Krishna. So this Govinda word can be explained in so many ways. Krishna can be, you can try to explain this verse year after year. Still it cannot be ended. It is so not like that. But we should try to understand Krishna. There are so many ways to understand Krishna. Some or other. Simply, if you understand that Krishna is Ishvara Parama Krishna. That much. That Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. If you are convinced on this subject matter, then your life is successful. Thank you very much.
ஜானத்தமனந்தஸ்ய கணஞ்சனசலாக்கை அச்சுரும்பிதம் ஜேன தஸ்மை ஸ்ரீகுருவே நம. நமோ விஷ்ணு பிராய கிருஷ்ணா பிரஷ்டாய பூதலே ஸ்ரீமதி பக்தி வீராந்த சுவாமிநித்தி நாமே நமஸ்தே சரஸ்வதி தேவி கௌரவண பிச்சாரணி நிர்விசேஷ சுஞ்சவரி பாஷாத்த தேசதாரணி. Quite a thorough class. Prabhupada said at the end of the class there that we could discuss this one verse many, many times. I knew we could discuss this one class many, many times. We don't have very much time today to discuss the class in full. So I thought perhaps, there's one part for me I had some questions about, so I thought I would just ask the questions I have and then we can sort of have some discussion. So initially, I don't remember the first topic Prabhupada begins to speak about. Yes, David?
About the science of Bhakti Yoga can only be understood by Paramahansas.
Okay, yes, that was the very first topic actually. Just after that, then David's to correct. He starts talking about Karma Yoga. And he says that, of course, Prabhupada uses Karma Yoga in different terms. In the Bhagavad Gita, sometimes he translates Karma Yoga as devotional service. But here, it seems like he's referring to Sakama Karma Yoga with desires, etc. And he says this is adulterated. It's not pure. It's not pure devotion. He says, like someone, he gives the analogy, okay, someone could be a businessman and they're attracted to business, but still they'll give the results to Krishna. So then it's yoga, it's linked, it's good. But Prabhupada is saying this is not on the purest platform. The purest platform is just no material attachments whatsoever. But then later, Prabhupada was talking about the need to describe Krishna. He said if you're a medical man, then describe Krishna as the best physician. If you're an engineer, describe Krishna using engineering. And he even gave some analogies from the Shastra. Of course, he talked about Dr. Swarup Damodar, Swarup Damodar Maharaj, who was Dr. T.D. Singh, who wrote many scientific articles about Krishna consciousness. And even he gave the example of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya was talking about Krishna using grammar. So I'm just wondering, is there some... It seems like initially karma yoga with that particular desire is impure. But then here Prabhupada saying, okay, whatever is that you're attracted to, then use that for Krishna. So is this incompatible, or is actually there some deeper understanding anyone could perhaps share? Yes, Ananta Jutta.
So what my understanding is, if we do what Krishna tells us to do, Krishna asks us to chant Manmana Bhava Mad Bhakta, if we do these things, that is Bhakti Yoga. And if we do what we are supposed to do for maintaining our body, etc., and offer the results of that to Krishna, that is Karma Yoga. So if an engineer has to do engineering, so the next best thing that he can do is use that engineering for preaching or in some other way in service of Krishna. So basically it's the principle of doing the next best thing.
So could it still be, is that completely pure, even if it's still with some attachment?
No, this, I think it will fall under the category of Karma Yoga, not attachment. So there are two things. One is spiritual, and the other is spiritualized. So studies or our job cannot become spiritual. It will remain material, but it can be spiritualized by offering the results to Krishna.
Thank you. And Drangapu?
If one is used as a process of purification, understanding our immediate swadharma, and is used as a process to get to the pure consciousness, then that is considered sakama or karma yoga, if it's a process which leads us to the goal. But if we already have, we are in a purified state of consciousness, like when we have the 12 Mahajans, all of them being quote-unquote worldly people, King Janak, Bhishmadev, Vedavyas, but they've been performing their duty as a setting a standard for rest of us to perform our duties equally. So they've been on a pure liberated platform, but yet they perform their duty for other and the rest of them to follow. So that's the difference. One is Sakama Karma Yoga as a means of purification, and one is seemingly Karma Yoga as a means of preaching or setting up the standard.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Very clear. Okay, so perhaps if anyone have anything in particular from the class they want to share, anything that stood out for them, anything they'd like to reflect upon. Is David Poo?
Thank you, Poo. I actually have a question about the first thing that was mentioned in terms of, is that Bhakti Yoga is only meant for the Paramahansas, or they can only understand it. But it seems, I find it difficult to understand because it seems that the philosophy is quite straightforward and simple, so I'm just wondering how is this?
Well, this verse, Prabhupada was quoting from the previous verse we read yesterday, Tata Paramahamsa Nam, Muninam Amalatmanam, where Queen Kunti Devi, she's saying, you know, Krishna, you can only be understood by those who are completely free from any material desires, who are so exalted, etc. And she's seeing herself, you know, as a worldly woman who's not so exalted. But she says, nonetheless, I can still see you. I can still have a relationship with you. This is incredible. So there's that sort of tension there, that we have to reach that level of, you know, Krishna is completely pure and beyond this material world. And if we have all these different attachments, they're going to somehow impede us. But nonetheless, if we follow in the footsteps of the Vaishnavas, and understanding Krishna is actually very simple. So they both are there.
Krishna, I have a question. So the karma yoga that is mentioned here, is it the same as the process of yukta vairagya? Is it the same thing?
No, yukta vairagya is taking, actual yukta vairagya takes place in pure devotional service when you realize that Not that, okay, I'm attached to these things, so I'm going to somehow link them to Krishna. It's not that I'm attached to being a businessman, so I'm going to try and use it for Krishna. So no, actually, I'm just very, very attached. I'm so attached to Krishna that I can see how everything is his energy, and I can use that in his service. You see, other people, they practice, you know, Phalgu Vairagya, is false renunciation, the opposite of Yukta Vairagya, is to artificially renounce things, although they can be used in Krishna's service. So artificially say, no, I'm not going to drive a car, I'm not going to have a phone, without realizing that actually Krishna wants us to share Krishna consciousness, that we have to somehow engage some material energy to do this. But Yukta Vairagya is done without attachment. Otherwise, then it is, you could say, yeah, Sakama Karma Yoga. Okay, I'm attached, you know, I like using my phone. Okay, so I'll do it for Krishna. But Yukta Vairagya really is no attraction to the phone, but nonetheless, because my spiritual master, etc., they want me to preach, okay, I'll use it. So. Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki. Go Brahmanandi.